Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam. Today we're talking about a book that honestly has the potential to change your work life. Meetings That Get Results by Terrence Metz. Sophie, how many meetings have you sat through this week that felt like a total waste?
Oh, too many to count. And I think we all know that feeling. But this book really nails why meetings go wrong and gives you a step-by-step system to fix them. It's not just theory, it's super practical.
Yeah, and right off the bat, Metz diagnoses the biggest problem. Most meetings don't have a clear purpose. People just gather and start talking, hoping something good happens.
Exactly.
He identifies five common pathologies. The status update meeting, the meeting with no purpose, the one dominated by a single voice, the one that runs too long, and the one that produces no decisions. Sound familiar?
It's like he's been spying on my calendar. But the core insight is that not all meetings are the same. You've got information-sharing meetings, problem-solving, decision-making, and brainstorming. And you need to treat each one differently.
Right.
And that's where the meeting design process comes in. Before you even send the invite, you need to define the purpose with precision. Not discuss marketing strategy, but decide which of three campaigns to launch next quarter. That's a huge shift.
Yeah. And then you figure out the desired outcomes. What should be different after the meeting? And then, this is the part one love, you invite the smallest possible group that can achieve those outcomes.
Yes, no more inviting people just in case. And then you design the agenda, but not just a list of topics. Each item gets a specific amount of time, a format, and a person responsible for leading it.
And you send materials in advance, so the meeting time is used for discussion, not reading. That alone would save hours every week.
Metz also makes a huge distinction between content and process. Content is what you're talking about, process is how you run the meeting. Most people focus only on content, but process is what makes or breaks a meeting.
So the facilitator's job is to manage the process, and ideally, the facilitator isn't the most senior person, they should be neutral. That way they can keep things on track without having a stake in the outcome.
There are some great facilitation techniques in the book, like rounds, where each person speaks in turn without interruption. That prevents the loudest voice from dominating.
And brainwriting instead of brainstorming. You write down ideas silently first, then share. That gets more diverse input because you're not influenced by social dynamics.
Then there's voting for quick consensus, decision matrices for evaluating options, and the plus delta reflection at the end to improve next time. Really hands-on stuff.
And he addresses difficult participants. You know, the talker, the phone checker, the idea killer, and the tangent taker. He has specific strategies for each.
For the talker, use a round to limit their airtime. For the phone checker, set a ground rule. For the idea killer, ask them to offer an alternative. It's all about managing behavior without being confrontational.
Then there's a whole section on decision making. So many meetings fail because there's no clear process. Metz says you need to clarify who has authority, define criteria, generate options, make the decision, and then communicate it.
And he's not dogmatic about consensus. Sometimes the leader should decide after hearing input. The key is to be explicit about the process, so everyone knows what to expect.
One concept that really stuck with me is the meeting after the meeting. You know, the hallway conversations where people actually say what they think. Metz says that's a sign of a dysfunctional culture.
To eliminate that, you need psychological safety. Encourage dissent. Reward candor, and make sure people feel safe speaking up during the meeting itself.
He also talks about remote and hybrid meetings. Use video. Have everyone join from their own device. Use the chat. Take breaks more often. And be intentional about creating informal interaction.
Here's a counterintuitive one. Make meetings shorter. He recommends 15, 30, or 45 minutes instead of the standard hour. Parkinson's law applies. Work expands to fill the time.
And always end 5 minutes early. That gives people time to transition and shows you respect their time. Also, start on time even if people are late. That sends a clear message.
There's also a chapter on meeting roles. In addition to the facilitator, you can have a timekeeper, a scribe, a devil's advocate, and a process observer. Rotating these roles builds skills across the team.
And follow-up is critical. Every meeting should produce a written summary within 24 hours, decisions, actions, and deadlines. And the next meeting should start by reviewing those action items.
The book is full of templates you can use immediately. A meeting planner, an agenda template, a decision-making template, a meeting evaluation template. It's designed to be put into practice tomorrow.
Underlying everything is a deep respect for people's time. Metz argues that time is the most valuable resource in any organization. Every minute in a meeting is a minute not spent on productive work.
So, if a meeting can't demonstrate clear value, cancel it. If an email would do, send an email. The goal isn't to eliminate meetings, but to make the ones you have as effective as possible.
And he ties it back to organizational culture. Meeting behavior reflects the culture. To improve meetings, you need leadership commitment, clear expectations, and accountability.
The inspiring part is that when meetings are done well, they become a source of energy and creativity. They become a competitive advantage. It's not utopian. It's achievable with the right approach.
He acknowledges it's hard to change habits, but start small. Pick one problematic meeting, apply the principles, and see what happens. Once you see the difference, you'll want to do more.
The one thing I'm taking away is the meeting design process. Just that act of defining the purpose and outcomes before the meeting changes everything.
And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over at 7minutebooks.com/app, with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
So the big idea is that meetings can be transformed from time wasters into engines of productivity with intentional design and skilled facilitation. We'll see you in the next one.